Baba, Ekabo, Jumbo, and hello again, Bankless Africa. It's the end of another week, which means it's time for Satangwe, where we bring you weekly updates and recaps on some of the most significant crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent. I'm Neki, and I will be hosting today's episode. Now, as Bankless Africa, again, we are in our growth era, and we ask that if you haven't already, kindly subscribe and share this episode with a friend or colleague to keep them in the loop. And if you have the time, please leave a comment so we can continue to grow in the direction that you would want to see us grow. We take a deep dive to see how the markets are doing today. Bitcoin has pretty much remained the same in the past week, currently sitting at $26,012.29, still holding its $26,000 mark for since last week. Ethereum currently sits at $1,641.19, still holding on to its $1,600 mark from last week. Optimism token currently sits at $1.32, down from what it was last week at $1.46. The Matic token currently sits at $0.5433, still maintaining its $0.5 mark from last week. And the Bank token still maintains its $0.003 mark from last week, currently sitting at $0.003389. I'm moving on to the national currencies. The Ghanaian cedi currently sits at 11.36 cedi to the dollar. The Nigerian naira currently sits at 772.32 naira to the dollar. The Lesotho luthi and South African rand currently sit at 18.62 rand to the dollar. The Kenyan shilling currently sits at 142.81 shilling to the US dollar, and the CFA franc currently sits at 602 franc to the dollar. Well, fairly across board, these seem to have remained relatively stable over the past couple of weeks. But again, we all know that inflation is a serious problem which still plagues many African countries. And we hope that somehow we are able to surmount this in the near future. And I am still bullish on the fact that blockchain technology and cryptocurrency should be one of the answers to this problem that we have. Now, kicking off the headline for this week, African blockchain startups decrease to 5.5% as fintech ventures rise to about 17% in 2023. This is, I don't know what to say. I mean, I know that the blockchain industry has taken a big hit in recent times. Now, we know from statistics that the number of active blockchain companies in Africa has fell to 42 in 2021. And as of 2023, we have only about 37. Of those 37, at least half of those are in Nigeria. So we have at least 21 blockchain startups in Nigeria. I mean, that is a lot shaved off. I mean, we still have a lot of these companies closing down for various reasons. Crypto winter is still not over. And between 2021 and 2023, we've seen a decline. We've seen many of these companies go. We've seen Bundle go, regrettably. We've seen LaserPay go. We've seen a lot of these go. And it's just a sign that there is, you know, a lot of struggle in the space right now. Everybody's trying to stay alive, but it's like the waves just keep crashing and crashing. But we hope that someday we will be out of crypto winter. Now, as compared to 2017, where Nigeria only had an active number of crypto companies of 11%, the crypto industry in Nigeria has grown, and as of 2019 was about 17.8%. So that's the growth leap between 2017 and 2019 was about 17.8%. That's about a 6% growth gap between 2017 and 2019, which is still pretty fair. Now, South Africa is running up to Nigeria with about 9 crypto startups and Kenya with about 3 crypto startups. Now, in terms of categories leading in fintech funding, blockchain was the third most funded category between 2015 and 2023 and accounting for at least 4.9% of total African tech funding. This is according to a report by Bitcoin KE. Now, overall, we, as of 2023, have about 678 fintech startups in Africa. This is a huge leap from the 2021 figure, which is about 576 startups. This is a notable, a very, very notable margin of 17.7% increase. So now we see that while, you know, blockchain startups are sort of going down, fintech startups are still on the rise. And this is a blessing in disguise in a way that, you know, we need more blockchain startups to figure out how they can educate people as to how blockchain technology can solve some of the problems that fintechs are already solving. I mean, we know very well that fintechs are pretty much trying to solve cross-border payments, person-to-person transactions, and all of that. But what if we had more blockchain companies that could step up to fill that gap? I mean, it would mean salvation for the blockchain industry in Africa. So I feel like it's time for us to, we not only need more builders, we need educators, people who can build and then educate other people who are not in the crypto space about what we are actually doing, what we are building. Because I feel like the more reason why a lot of people are not very much into the crypto space yet is because they don't understand it. The knowledge feels abstract. But if we helped a lot more people understand, then it would just make a lot more sense to them as to why they should be involved in it. I'm moving on to the next headline. Felix Adu revolutionizes fashion industry with African textiles cutting edge technology. This is quite significant. Now, African fashion consultant Felix Adu has secured a whopping $200,000 in seed capital in order to drive his vision to incorporate NFTs, that is non-fungible tokens, cryptocurrency, AI, and artistic expression within the fashion world. Now, for anybody who is pretty versatile in the African fashion space, we would know that Felix Adu is a trailblazer, and he's one of the people who is very well revered in the African fashion industry for his very innovative fashion concept. He's a daredevil of some sort, and that's why we love him. Now, right now, he's made a name for himself in the fashion industry, but he's also trying to see, you know, find an interloop between the blockchain technology, cryptocurrencies, NFTs, and fashion. And it's a great idea. You know, there is a lot of use cases for cryptocurrency. I mean, I'm really trying to see picture how he would, you know, want to use NFTs and crypto and AI to, you know, influence his form of fashion, influence his form of artistic expression. But I think it's totally possible. You know, people have come up with more than one sort of innovative way to use crypto for the greater good. And I feel like this is one of those. Now, by utilizing blockchain technology, what Felix actually intends to do is to provide transparency and prove the authenticity of fashion items, you know, pretty much a way of assuring buyers that they are getting something authentic, pretty much a way of assuring buyers that they are getting something original. And I feel like this is definitely good stuff. The reason why a lot of people are skeptical about buying possibly high-end fashion products or buying any fashion products at all when people tell it to them, because everybody might just think, oh yeah, this is a fake. This is probably something somebody has made up to try and convince me to buy. But I think what Felix is trying to say is, what if there was a way to actually prove to people that what they are getting is the real deal? And originality is something that sells pretty quick and sells pretty fast. And I feel like this is definitely something that is hitting the nail on the head. This is something that is right on track. Now, in a statement by Felix Adu, and I quote, "Fashion is not just about clothing. It's a form of self-expression and art. By merging NFTs, crypto tokens, AI, and traditional fashion, we're unlocking new ventures, new avenues for creators and fashion enthusiasts to connect and explore their unique styles." This sounds like a phenomenal idea. Good luck, Felix Adu, and I really hope to see this take off in style. Moving on to the next headline. I mean, anybody who has been keeping up with Patricia would have known by now that, right from the start of the year, where they did lose, you know, they were hacked and did lose a bit of money, depositors' money. Right now, Patricia has undergone several changes. You know, they've launched a new app, the Patricia Plus. They've launched their own token, the PTK. But still, Somehow, I wouldn't say from my point of view that they've maintained utmost transparency with their users, with their investors. Now, the next headline is this, that Nigeria's Patricia crypto exchange company seeks to explain its token amid confusion. Now, as for anybody who doesn't know, Patricia launched the Patricia token PTK, which is supposed to be a stable coin owned by the platform that is backed one-to-one by the dollar. But now, a lot of people greeted the launch of this token with a lot of skepticism, because till now, as much as I know about this, a lot of people are still unable to access their funds from Patricia. And now people are skeptical, people are wondering what exactly is wrong. Now, according to a release white paper, Patricia has chosen to clarify by saying that PTK is not a stable coin, but it is a debt token, something of an IOU to manage customers' debt. Now, according to the management of Patricia, the PTK token is supposed to serve as a means for the exchange to acknowledge its debt to its users and promising to pay all of its users one USDT for each Patricia token in the future. Now, this is very fishy. So they are saying, we fumbled your money. We know you owe you, but right now we can't afford to pay you. So in the meanwhile, we are launching this stable coin. We want you to hold on to it as a means of like a promissory note of some sort, an IOU that says at some later date in the future, you will now be able to redeem these tokens for actual money. It's quite fishy because first of all, you fumble people's money. You have no way to repay them. And now you come up with this. So you are compulsorily saying, we will hold your money no matter what. I don't feel like Patricia is actually being accountable here. I don't think the company is being accountable here, holding on to people's money and saying, whether you like it or not, this is the best we can do. We will offer you an IOU and we will pay back at a later date. I mean, to them of some sort, it feels like they might be trying to solve the problem, but I feel like transparency and trust has been breached on so many levels here, and I feel it is very wrong. It's totally wrong. I mean, this is also a call to any, you know, centralized exchanges out there, and even individuals, keep your credentials safe. Nobody is safe from the attacks of cyber hackers. Moving on to the next headline. This is about Nigeria. Nigeria seeks partnerships with experts on national AI research. Now, AI has taken a big leap in recent times. You know, we've had a lot of companies spring up AIs for different reasons. ChatGPT was probably one of the ones that took the world by the most storm. We have Bard from Google. We have a lot of other AIs. And I know that a lot of countries, especially in third world countries, are probably now starting to see the potential of AI to shape the future. Nigeria is not trying to be left behind in that wave. And following up with this, Nigeria is extending and is now offering an invitation to, you know, scientists of Nigerian origins all over the world to come in and collaborate with it on its formulation of an agency that will be named the National Artificial Intelligence Strategy Agency. Now, according to the Minister of Communications, Innovation and Digital Economy, Mr. Bosun Tijani, the National Information Technology Development Agency, NITA, has already begun the process of developing the National AI Strategy. Now, the government intends to formulate new technological solutions that will address the nation's pain points. As a result, the Nigerian government is choosing to broaden its co-creation strategy by collaborating with AI researchers all over the world to try and create something that the world will now come to recognize as a versatile technology. Nigerian government has now come to realize the power of AI, what it can do, and I mean, everybody's tapping into it. Why not us? Now, according to a study by PwC, that is PricewaterhouseCoopers, AI could contribute as much as $15.7 trillion to the global economy by the year 2030. That is barely 7 years away. This shows that there is a huge potential for growth in the AI industry. There's a lot of room for many new players. There's a lot of room to make a lot of money. And, you know, there's a lot of room for a lot of people to get involved in, you know, developing AIs, training AI models. And Nigeria is trying to get in on that quickly, trying to see how we can use AI to shape the communication industry, the transportation industry, maybe the health industry. And I think it is particularly delightful that they are forming a body that specifically sits on AIs. Now, I really hope that whatever collaboration they are trying to build with AI researchers globally will definitely yield maximum results. Because one thing I know about African countries in many cases is that they start something and somehow get distracted along the line and do not finish it. But it would be my utmost pleasure to see Nigeria start this and finish it, kick this off the ground, and then see it to completion. Now, moving on to the next headline. The Blockchain Association of Kenya goes to court to block taxes on crypto. Now, we've seen a similar thing like this in Nigeria a couple months ago, where the government, after declaring a war on crypto or still insisting that crypto is illegal, goes on to say that it will now tax all proceeds from crypto trading, buying, selling, and all of that. And I think that is, on many levels, incorrect. Because how, again, do you say something is illegal, but you want to reap the benefits that come out of it? That is wrong. Now, this is a similar thing we're seeing in Kenya. The Blockchain Association of Kenya, BAK, has put forward a motion in court to block the implementation of digital asset tax, which was introduced by the Kenyan state government sometime in 2023. Now, the hearing for this is set to take place sometime in September, which would be about September the 28th, 2023. Now, the main bone of contention is this, that the Kenyan government is trying to create new streams of income, you know, trying to bolster its income, especially from taxes, by at least $2 billion. And by this, they're saying, oh, what industries are active or are generating money that we are not already directly taxing? Now, it's, again, politically incorrect for the government to not want to recognize these legally as, you know, illegal industry of some sort, but wants to tax them. I'm not sure how that makes any sense, but I don't think it is legitimate. Now, according to a spokesperson of the BAK, that is the Blockchain Association of Kenya, and I quote, "We are deeply committed to advocating and lobbying for a conducive environment for innovation while ensuring legal clarity. Our petition addresses concerns about the DAT's impact on our industry and the broader economy." Again, I'll say this, that it is definitely out of place to, you know, want to tax such things as crypto assets when you've even refused to recognize them as something real. I don't know. I feel like before any government of any country would move to lay claims to any proceeds from crypto, at least try to recognize it first. That's what I feel should be in place. And I really hope that they implement you know, any of this, some of this, because now the Blockchain Association of Kenya is saying that according to the law of the country, the core focus of the petition is to really introspect into the constitution and see what dimensions of the constitution actually support this imposition of taxes on digital assets. You know, it's not logical. They don't even recognize it. They still say it's illegal everywhere in Africa. You know, even globally, a lot of countries have refused to legally recognize crypto, but they are enforcing taxes. And I just don't feel that is right. So again, it's time for all of us, global leaders, and everyone anywhere, to look deeply and ask ourselves, are we really doing the right thing? Are we really being progressive? If we want to tax something, first, let's consider the possibility of making the people who are involved in that industry not feel like criminals. And then, if we want to, we can tax it as legitimate government income. And that brings us to the end of Sats and Gwei for this week. Just a reminder that none of what we share is financial advice, only the opinions of the individuals that make this show possible. You can use links in the show notes to do your own research. And if you're stuck with us until the very end of this episode, you might as well subscribe so you don't miss out on next episodes. Until next time, be relentless in your mission to be bankless.